The literary magazine Granta releases its Best Young British Novelists issue today. Past issues have helped launch the careers of some of Britain's best-known writers. This year's list includes poet and novelist Sarah Hall. Granta's editor John Freeman describes her this way.
She's not yet 40 and she's published 5 books. Quite productive career for someone so young. And as she's gone on, I think her language has deepened and richened so that she's not just a writer of the landscape. She's a writer of atmosphere.
And you can feel that in this selection that Sarah Hall read for us. It's from her novel in progress called The Reservation.
It's not often she dreams about them. Through the day, they are elusive, keeping to the tall grass of the reservation, disappearing from the den site. They are fleet or lazy, moving through their own tawny colourscape, sleeping under logs, missable either way. Their vanishing acts have been perfected. At night, they come back. The cameras pick them up, red-eyed, heads lowered, muzzles darkened, returning from a hunt. Or she hears them howling along the buffer zone, a long harmonic, one leading, then many. At night, there is no need to imagine, no need to dream. They reign outside the mind.
Sarah Hall, who are these mysterious howling beasts?
Oh, they're wolves. It's not a zombie novel or anything, I'm afraid, although that would probably sell a gazillion.
Yeah, they're really an enigma, at least in the excerpt that we have in Granta here. But why not use the term wolf?
Well, I mean, I have occasionally. I suppose it's just I have a kind of resistance for using names, even with main characters. They end up being he and she quite a lot. So perhaps it's that same tick that I have. I mean, you do have the actual names of wolves in packs as well. So things like Left Paw or Tungsten. Mm-hmm. So you do get actual names too.
You know, I was struck reading this because we're living in an age where we read so much on Twitter or blogs, and there's so much brevity. And, you know, your language, just the imagery, it's just you take time, and it's so beautiful. I'm reading just a part. In the rain, the Redstone Manor looks patched and bloody. Is there a feeling that you're doing something that's becoming more and more rare, you know, in our day?
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, I assume that all writers aspire to wield language in a successful way so that you're creating a kind of precise imagery and an atmosphere at the same time. And you have to have a respect for the language and an understanding of its musicality and its structures, its rhythms, what can be done with it, because it's not just about calling a table a table. I think maybe in the last 20 years or so, both in America and the UK, there's maybe an idea that beauty is somehow suspicious. It doesn't necessarily accurately represent the world. But I think there's probably room for beautiful writing, whatever that means, and other kinds of writing.
And Sarah, just if I can, let me ask you to just give us the plot of The Reservation.
The novel isn't finished. It's about a third to half of the way through so far. And I'm not a writer that plots too heavily right up at the front. But the general scenario is the character of Rachel is working on a reservation in Idaho with a wolf pack there. And she is wooed by an earl to come back to the UK and oversee a project that he's running. He's very involved with a self-sustaining wolf enclosure. I don't entirely know where things are going, so that's quite exciting. I mean, I can say something here and not necessarily hold myself to it.
That's true. Yeah.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to change it to bears, not even wolves. Not even wolves. Let's scrap that.
There we go. Sarah Hall, she's one of the young writers featured in Granta's latest issue of Young British Writers. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks very much.
And Granta's Best Young British Novelists issue is out today in the UK. We'll have it in the United States next week.